Dane Bradshaw, saw Auburn. We'll see if he thinks they're the number one team in the country. He had them in the Ole Miss game over the weekend, and Dane joins us now on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. What's up, Dane? How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks a lot. Did that look like the number one team in the country to you, the Auburn Tigers?
Well, yeah, in a sense, I think they played better. But like any number one team that has a target on their back, they're going to get the other team's best shot. To steal a line that Coach Calipari has used for many years about Kentucky, it's all of a sudden becoming relevant to Auburn. When they go on the road, it's the other team's Super Bowl, and that's what you're going to get. And I thought they found a way to make adjustments at halftime. KD Johnson was huge right before the half to give them some momentum, and they beat a motivated Ole Miss team that was hungry and got a good quality SEC road win. I think if they look like the number one team in the country, we might have to wait till Saturday, assuming they can get past Georgia in what will be could be the game of the year in the SEC with Kentucky coming to town.
They obviously play great defense. You saw that the final 21 minutes of that game, holding Ole Miss to 7 of 24. They've got a dominant player in Jabari. Walker Kessler's a dominant big. If there is a weakness right now with this Tigers team, what would you say it is?
Boy, that is tough to find. Man, because I love the ball pressure they have on the perimeter. They can defend you, and it's a lot easier if you're a great feisty guard on the perimeter and you like to apply ball pressure. You can do even more when you know that you have a back line that's going to make up for any mistakes. If you get beat off the bounce, you're not going to get taken out of the game for giving up 2 points, because most likely Kessler or Smith are going to come over to block the shot. And so it really is hard to find a real weakness on this team. And I enjoyed talking to Kermit Davis before the game. And this is a guy, the Ole Miss head coach. He's been coaching against Bruce Pearl since his Tennessee days, and Kermit was at Middle Tennessee. He said, look, this is the best team I've ever seen Bruce Pearl have. They run very similar stuff than they have before. And one thing I really like about them, too, is and having played for Bruce, you know, a lot of times it was controlled chaos that we pressed. And in order to get stops, we had to get turnovers. This team doesn't rely on that. I mean, they can get traditional stops in the half court with the rim protection we talked about without just solely relying on forcing those turnovers. And so I think it's hard to find just a true weakness on the team right now. And I think that they're physical. They come to fight. They're hungry, and my concern would be, how do they handle success? But Bruce Pearl has pointed out, hey, I've got a hungry team. And a lot of these guys not only have not had great success before, but they've experienced failure, and they've been humbled, or they hadn't been on this big of a platform, which makes them even less vulnerable to getting complacent, because they know what it's like when you aren't the top dog on campus.
Dane Bradshaw is with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. And I wanted to ask you about, when we get to March in the tournament, the versatility of a team, the ability to win different ways. That seems to be something Auburn has to me. How important is that the matchups vary on a six-game run for a national championship, to be able not to be a one-trick pony? That seems to be the biggest asset of this team. They can win in a variety of ways.
Yeah, I thought the road win at Alabama was a prime example of that. Walker Kessler has gotten into foul trouble at times this year, and what happens? Dylan Cardwell comes in and plays extremely well for him, including, I think, a career-high 4 blocks, which also included what you could call sort of a game-saving block on a three-point attempt by Alabama. So to have that option, those options, whether it be foul trouble, injury, in today's world, you know, contact tracing, whatever it might be to shrink your lineup, there's probably more variables now than there's ever been, is a positive for this Auburn team. And that's by design, though. Bruce Pearl's not a guy that's sitting there dying to shrink his rotation to 7-8 guys. When he came into the Tennessee job my junior year many years ago, and he has not shifted from this, he said, I don't want anybody on our team to be in the top 10 or 15 in minutes played in the SEC. We don't want to have anybody over 30 minutes a game. I want to stay fresh. I want to wear the opponent out. We want fatigue to be a factor. And so far, he's been able to do that. And I think there's a great mental approach to that. Now, does the other team get worn out? Maybe the opposing coach says, no, we were well conditioned. That wasn't the case. But as a player on Auburn's team and for Bruce Pearl, it's conditioned now in your mind, whether it's real or not. But you're thinking, we are the most well-conditioned team. We're going to beat them because we have more guys. And it gives you a little bit of a mental edge.
You can follow Dane on Twitter at Dane Bradshaw and see him on the SEC Network. As it pertains to Alabama, Dane, they are not shooting particularly well. They are not rebounding particularly well. They're not playing defense particularly well. On January 17th, which of those is the easiest for Nate Oates to correct?
I think Nate Oates, as much credit as he gets as a brilliant offensive mind, he's probably looking at the defensive film way more than he is the offense right now. And we saw that in his first year. They proved they could put up points, but they weren't defending. And so the whole offseason was talking about how can we be, you know, a top 30 offense and defense efficiency type team the way he had at Buffalo. And it took a while, or it took a year for those guys to kind of get smacked around and realize, wait a minute, we can't just outscore people. And then the next year they become a really good defensive team. As they say, though, Herbert Jones, the SEC Defensive Player of the Year last year, isn't walking through that door. And the same way I talked about Auburn having those cleanup guys on the back line, Herbert Jones wasn't a seven-footer, but by God, he certainly played as big as one with the way he could come over, take charges, alter shots, get the blocks, and just make life easier for everybody on the defensive end. So they've got to guard the ball better. And so, you know, a lot of their losses have been 1-2 possession games. And I do think you can look at those two things. One, their defense has to be better. That doesn't mean they're atrocious, but they've got to be better. And their three-point shooting, it doesn't sound like much, but they were shooting around 35% or so last year, whereas now they're around 32%. Now, that 3% might not seem like much, but one, maybe two more makes in a game, all of a sudden – maybe you've won two out of your last three instead of dropping three in a row. And so there's a mix of things. It's not just one. Do I think it's panic mode for your chances to win the SEC? Yeah, but is it panic mode on your entire season? I don't think so. I believe this Alabama team certainly can be in a Sweet 16 with a few adjustments and a couple improvements along the way.
Up until this point, more disappointing for you, Arkansas or Florida?
Gosh, that's tough. I'd probably lean towards Arkansas, and maybe not all of that is their fault. I think they were still riding off of last year's perception and Coach Muss's quick success they've had. This was an Arkansas team that really hadn't beaten anybody, but they rose to number 10 in the country, similar to Florida, actually. Florida, except Florida was coming off that Thanksgiving victory against Ohio State that propelled them to 18. But those were the two teams you looked at. You're like, hey, this is a cool story in the SEC right now. But the eye test, you're like, I don't know about Arkansas and Florida. And the concern for me for Arkansas, it isn't that they lack a natural point guard or that they've got some inconsistencies on offense. In years past, it just seemed like the non-negotiables were defending the three and tough-nosed defense for Arkansas. And right now, Coach Musselman has been having to do musical chairs and just trying to figure out who they are, what's their identity, and who's going to play. And he sent a message to star players, had them on the bench for long periods of time, and role players as well. And so that doesn't mean they're going to stay that way. They had a huge win rallying around Coach Musselman's absence as he recovered from shoulder surgery, and they got that on the road at LSU. So again, a very capable team, but they had the most advantageous January schedule of most anybody, and I thought they've missed some opportunities early on, but they went and stole one on the road at LSU and see if they can't come back and start defending home court.
All right, he is Dane Bradshaw. You can follow him on Twitter at Dane Bradshaw. See him on the SEC Network all season long. Dane, thank you for the time. Always fun talking with you.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
All right, buddy. Take care. Dane with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.